and welcome to the Pod2Pod podcast, where we explore the news, services, technologies, and advice that will help podcast producers and consumers. Thank you so much for joining us this time. I'm your host, Matthew Passy. On this episode, we are going local. That's right. We are heading down to Atlanta, Georgia, where I have the privilege of chatting with Mark Deal, who is the organizer of Podcast Atlanta. Now, Podcast Atlanta approached us on Pod2Pod a few months ago, you know, told us about the meetup they were doing, told us about and had all these great events that were lined up. And these guys are just doing local meetups right. They get together with their members once a month. They do social activities. They do educational activities. And they have grown and ballooned this local meetup really, really quickly. That's a model that I think other communities need to follow and other communities need to start. And I think you're going to learn a ton about the impact and the positive effects of having a local meetup group for your podcasting community. So really excited to have Mark Deal, who's the organizer of Podcast Atlanta. Learn more about them at podatl.com, or you can check them on, you know, meetup.com, podcast-Atlanta. And if you just want to know more about him in general, he is available at legalauthoritybuilder.com. Now, before we get to this interview with Mark, remember, check out pod2pod.com. It is your go-to resource for all things podcasting. There you can sign up for our weekly newsletter, check out the latest headlines, browse our directory of podcast services, surf the calendar of podcasting events, and so much more. That's pod2pod.com. So here we go this week with Podcast Atlanta's Mark Deal. Very happy to have on the line with us for Pod2Pod, Mark Deal. He is the organizer of Podcast Atlanta, a fantastic meetup group that is doing a ton of great events for the podcasting community down there. You can also find more about him at legalauthoritybuilder.com. Mark, thank you for joining us this evening.
Matthew, thank you so much for having me.
So real quickly, before we jump into the Podcast Atlanta stuff, just tell me really briefly a little bit about, you know, your role in podcasting and how you got into working in this medium.
Sure. I started my first podcast April 2014 as really a marketing mechanism for a company I co-founded. And it was really an engine to showcase the clients that we were working with, because if they got work, well, we got work. And we tried to do blog posts, but we really couldn't capture the real story and some of the authority, because, you know, some of the names we couldn't use for various reasons. We were doing legal stuff and people didn't want to go on record to say, you know, things happened. But podcasting was a unique medium because I could really capture their voice. I could capture their emotions. So yeah, my first show, U.S. Immigration Podcast, launched April of 2014. I did that show for about a year and a half and then was picked up by a multinational immigration law firm to do a branded show. So I was already doing a niche of legal field immigration, which is like 1% of all law. And then I went into a further niche of that, which is like less than 1% of all these visas and green cards. And that was like high-end investment immigration. And I've been doing that branded show for about a year.
So in doing that show, is that what made you want to organize a meetup with other podcasters in your area? Were you struggling, or did you find yourself just wanting to go out there and do this with other folks? Because I mean, podcasts, it can be lonely. You know, a lot of times we're doing this in our own home, a studio. It's, you know, we talk to a lot of people, but we don't interact with a lot of people.
Well, it's funny because the real answer to that question is I don't have one. I didn't come out saying I wanted to organize a large group and meetups, these regular events and frequencies and all these special events. Jared Easley actually approached me back in 2015 and said, hey, you guys should put together something for Atlanta podcasters. And somebody else picked that up and didn't really organize any events. Jared was coming to town spring of 2016. And he's like, hey, I'm coming to town. You know, you want to throw an event? I was like, hey, I got you covered. So I got 78 people to sign up to an event to see Jared Easley while he was here in Atlanta. And everyone around me was like, this was great. We should do this more often. And I kept pointing at those people like, you're right, you should, you know, do this. Everyone liked the idea. No one wanted to do it. And I was somewhat cautious myself because I know sometimes when I start something, I go all in. And yeah, a few months later, I'm like, all right, well, let's give this a try. So I think the month before Podcast Movement 2016, we had our first regular meetup, and we've been meeting about monthly, or monthly ever since.
So if you want to find out more, it's meetup.com/podcast-Atlanta. You guys do, it looks like you do a meetup almost every month. One month you do just sort of a meet and greet, seems like a casual drinks, a little bit of food, socialize, just get together, you know, get to know the local community of other podcasters. And then on the alternating months, you do something a little bit more formal. You have real sessions going on, things that are going to help fellow podcasters. And some of the ones coming up, it looks like on January 11th, Pod 101, Intro to Podcasting. And then you're going to do another one quickly thereafter on the 23rd with how to get your podcast sponsored. So you really are looking to not just meet other podcasters, but really provide value and education and empowerment to the community.
Well, I'd like to think so. And in fact, that was real key when I said I'm going to do this, because I didn't want to do something that replaced national conferences like Podcast Movement or some of these other great regional conferences. Many of them you list on Pod to Pod. What I wanted to do is have something where, you know, local people could get together and learn, but also get together and network and socialize. So we came up with that, bi-monthly rotational schedule, to where, you know, 1 month we're at a meet and greet happy hour. The following month we're at a more formal presentation or panel. And then the following month we're back to a more informal meet and greet. And that having been said, now we're over about 200 members, and people are clamoring for more events. We've got advanced podcasters, we have professional podcasters, we have amateur podcasters, we have people looking to get into podcasting. With the events that we have lined up, we can't really deliver everything we can to everybody. It's kind of tough and challenging. So we've recently added somebody to our leadership team who's also a new podcaster himself. And we're also going to be adding some webinars. So in 2017, we're doing 12 planned events. We've got a couple special events lined up for later in the year. We're going to be doing about 5 webinars as well. So these will be virtual events, because there's some people that want to come to these events, but like a podcast, we keep it regular. It's the second Wednesday of every month, and we really don't deviate from that, unless we do a special event like the one you mentioned. We're doing 2 in January. So we're doing these webinars.
I know for you, you have a very niche podcast, and I'm sure this doesn't, there's not a lot there necessarily for the podcasting community, but I'm sure you have a lot of insight to share with them. But have you found that with some of the members just being there? I mean, obviously you're going to get a lot of knowledge when you go to the specialized events with the training and the seminars, but the meet and greets, like what's the value as a podcaster of just going there and getting to meet others in the community?
Well, I think a lot of people, when they say podcast out of their basement and they run into a problem, they feel like it's insurmountable and that they're the only person that has ever had this challenge. And it turns out a lot of challenges we all go through as podcasters are really pretty common. And some of the solutions are pretty simple, and there could be various solutions. So I think getting in-person events and talking to people about what your challenges are, you can really find out that, well, you're not alone, and it's a somewhat easy fix.
I imagine too, there's also a lot of chance for, maybe guest swapping, networking, co-hosting, opportunities to collaborate and work together, and maybe find other people to come together, create a podcasting network. So it's, you're not just alone in doing this venture.
I think that's true too. I really haven't tracked that so much, because out of all of our podcasters, we have such a really huge, diverse spectrum of podcasts. We have entertainment shows, we have business shows, we have marketing shows, we have legal shows like my own. So there's a lot of various topics. But I know of at least a couple people that have been on each other's shows.
Have you found that because of the success of this podcasting community that some more, of the local businesses and, brands in Atlanta are starting to take more notice of, the podcast for the community?
I would like to think so. Quite honestly, okay. We haven't been doing it that long to know. We've been doing these regular meetups for about 6 months now. But I will say that there are companies that have approached me to sponsor events. And in fact, we've started line up sponsors for the 2017 series of events. So there are people that take notice that want to get in front of podcasters, but those are typical like the podcasting companies. As far as like local businesses, I haven't noticed it yet, but there are at least three podcasters I know in the group that have a locally focused show that focus or that highlight local businesses.
And I'd like to see a lot more of that in the podcasting realm, be it Atlanta or anywhere else. I think there's a massive opportunity to use podcasting to, talk about and influence and educate your community about what is going on, where some of the more, larger national, bigger media brands have failed us in general. So as someone who has sort of successfully created this great, local meetup, 200 members, I mean, that's phenomenal growth, really quick. What would be your advice to somebody else hearing this saying like, hey, our local city could use this? I know a few of us, would love to get together and try this out. What were some of the steps that you took that you think would help the next person do this?
I'd say really three steps. First one would be just go up to meetup.com and set something up. There's already a built-in community and they'll find people that may be interested in what you do. Now, just like a podcast, you set that up, it's not like the listeners pour in. So sometimes you do have to network and get the word out there about what you have. The second thing I would say is, meet regularly, whether it's a set location and a set time, but just like your favorite podcast, be regular. Don't do it 1 week and then out for 2 weeks and then, a couple more weeks in a row, but just be regular and be consistent. So people know about it. And the third would just to talk with people, be receptive, have a way for community members to feed back to you with new ideas, because you may have one idea, but it turns out that your local community may want something else. Now that may come through one voice, it may come through five, but at least have a feedback mechanism and be responsive to it. And that's how we've come up with our biweekly rotating format, as well as the topics that we're doing.
And you do this beyond just Meetup. You do have the Facebook group for the Meetup members of Podcast Atlanta.
Correct. In fact, we just launched a website a couple of weeks ago, podatl.com, podatl.com. And really that's to build more support for what people are asking for, because now they're asking for things that are beyond what we can do on meetup.com. So we're not going away from meetup.com. It's a good tool for, setting up events and those sorts of things. But when we start to do these webinars and resource posts and stuff like that, we had to go to a website.
And I gotta say, I think the biggest thing that I've come across in terms of, local podcasting meetup and just any sort of meetups is finding the right space. How are you guys able to find a good space to, get this accomplished where you could accommodate up to 200 people if they all wanted to show up?
Yeah, that is a challenge. Now, I don't have a space that can accommodate 200 people at once. We haven't had all 200 show up at one time. But yeah, that is the challenge. What we've done is our meet and greets, we meet at a regular restaurant, and I've established a relationship with a general manager that gives us access to a back room. And we can fit about 50 people into that, which is a great social environment. Full menu, full bar, which is great. And then for our event space where we do our presentations and panels, that'll hold about 88. And what we did is we went to a local city and county government and found municipal buildings and meeting gathering centers that we could essentially rent. And that's what we did.
So are you paying to rent those spaces, or are you getting them for free from the city?
I pay a deposit. And okay. As long as we don't trash the place, I get it back.
Okay. All right. So if you're going there, please behave.
Yeah. I mean, I pay the city through all my taxes. I'm paying. So now I'm actually using the space I pay for.
Excellent. And I sort of alluded to this before, but I just want to get a little bit more of a sense anecdotally, not a commodity, but, what have you gotten out of this group? What has been some of the biggest return on the investment, emotionally, spiritually, whatever that may be?
Wow, that is a great question, because really that's what it boils down to for me. I position this as I've been podcasting for a while. In fact, I'm a professional podcaster. I make a living from it, but I don't make a living selling podcasting information to podcasters. So I do this, like you said, a lot for the emotional and spiritual motivation for myself. I'm planning on launching 5 new shows in 2017. Wow. And honestly, I couldn't do it just by myself and with my team working in our silos, just trying to do things. So this provides me a mechanism to get out there, to teach and to lead, as well as to provide a mechanism to get other people to speak and to lead. And we've got people flying in from into Atlanta to speak on various topics. And it's just, you know, it's a really great, I think, a motivator as I, you know, chug along through the year trying to launch 5 more shows.
Wow. Well, we have been chatting with Mark Deal. He's the organizer of Podcast Atlanta. You can learn more about it through meetup.com/podcast-Atlanta or go right to the new website, podatl.com. And if you just want to learn more about Mark, interesting guy who's done a lot in podcasting and, you know, digital marketing, things like that, check out legalauthoritybuilder.com. And of course, as Mark mentioned, you can find him on the Pod to Pod directory if you want to know more and catch their latest meetup. And I'm sure you'll be seeing Mark and some of the others from this group at other podcasting events nationwide. So, Mark, just want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes to chat with us tonight.
Well, Matthew, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it. And I encourage anyone that doesn't already have a meetup group in their area, of course, they can go to Pod to Pod and see if there's meetups in their area. But if they don't, to start one of their own. If they have any questions about Podcast Atlanta or how to start their own, feel free to reach out to me and I'd be happy to help somebody.
And he's very serious about that, folks. And if you do take him up on his advice and decide to start a local podcasting meetup for your community, you know, feel free to reach out to Mark, let him know about it. And of course, reach out to us at Pod to Pod. We'll be happy to list you and your group right away. Mark, thanks again. And given the timing, have a very happy holiday.
You as well, Matthew.